Welcome to Dreamwalks to Help You Sleep. You're about to hear Sunset with a Rockstar, a dreamwalk designed to help you drift off to a restful night's sleep. Please only listen to this program when you are planning to sleep in a safe, comfortable environment, never while working or driving. My name is Lisa, and tonight I will be your dreamwalker. Now let's get started. Turn out your lights. Turn off the television. Tune in to the sound of my voice and the rhythm of your own breathing. Now, let's relax. Lie down on your back, adjust your pillows behind your head, and pull the blanket up to your chin. Are you nice and cozy? Good. Now, take a deep breath and blow it out. Again. Breathe in and blow it out. One more. Deep breath. And blow it out. Good. Uncross your legs and separate your feet. Place your hands at your sides. Close your eyes and focus on your toes, feeling the blanket on them. Feeling the fabric on top of your feet. Now imagine a cool breeze gently blowing over your feet, across your legs, over your stomach and chest. The cool breeze kissing your face and blowing through your hair. So soft and so nice. In your mind, imagine that you are going to a concert, but not just any concert. You are seeing a show by your favorite band, and you have never seen them before. You've had your tickets for months and cannot wait for your favorite songs to be played, humming them as you make your way to the venue with thousands of other fans. You decide to go alone so that you can enjoy this experience without distraction and stay until the last song. And the lights come up in the venue. You will be the last one to leave the arena, saying hello to the cleaning crew before you head home. You arrive early and decide to walk around the parking lot outside of the arena. Other fans are there too, laughing and singing along to the radio, blasting from car after car. You walk past a truck with tables set to one side, where t-shirts are being sold that commemorate this tour. You decide on a white t-shirt with black sleeves, with your favorite rock star's face on the front and tour dates on the back, a classic. The concert is still hours away, but you decide to walk closer to the arena and wait in line for the doors to open. To your surprise, no one is here, no fans, no security guards, no ticket takers. As you look around, you realize you are on the far side of the arena where equipment is loaded into the backstage area, but even the crew is absent. The only sign that a concert is about to happen is a large black bus parked near a gray concrete loading dock, surrounded by heavy metal temporary gates and yellow caution tape. You know that you shouldn't be here, but you decide to linger and continue to walk slowly around to the front of the colossal structure, looking for a sign of where to enter, all the while keeping an eye on the large black bus. Moments later, the doors on the bus open and several people climb down the awkward, narrow steps. A man in a button-down shirt wearing glasses and holding a clipboard is the first to exit, followed by a woman with long hair holding a silver case. Then four other men you recognize as members of the band, wearing ripped jeans and sunglasses. Another twirling drumsticks as he walks. Two more people dressed entirely in black, who look as if they serve a more technical role, setting up instruments or as stagehands. The large group quickly ascends up the temporary stairway, across the loading dock, and into the arena. However, your favorite rock star of all time is nowhere to be seen. You think he must be inside preparing, warming up his voice, going over the set list, putting the finishing touches on his clothes, or meditating. You lean back on a concrete barricade and look up. The sun is setting, a cool breeze blows through your hair, and you are excited to see your favorite band perform and feel so lucky to have caught a glimpse of them just before the show. You think to yourself, what an awesome day. Then, seemingly out of thin air, you hear a voice behind you. Beautiful day, isn't it? You answer out of instinct, yes, it is. And realize the voice you just heard is that of your favorite rock star, who is now next to you on the concrete barricade and is also looking up at the sunset.